So I was wondering, how can I come to the table every week, week after week, and it still have meaning and still be new to me and not become just a ritual that I do as a good Christian? And I was reading the scripture for today, and when I read it, it talks all about what Christ did for us. So it's not that there's anything that we can do. It's what he did. And this verse really struck me. We have been rescued from our enemies, so we can serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. So I think one of the ways is to come each week accepting what Christ has done for us and not feeling that we have to come with it all together, that we have to be perfect, remembering over and over again that he did it all for us. When you read this scripture in Luke chapter 1, it just talks over and over about what Christ has done, what Christ has done. It's not about us. It's not about anything that we can do. And I'm kind of my personality type is that I like to be the good girl and feel that I did things right. But it says right here in black and white that it's not what we do, it's what he did for us. And this week was especially hard for me. I kind of lost it a couple of times, and I found myself feeling kind of guilty and feeling badly about that, and realizing that Jesus fought for us, and he is our advocate. He goes and speaks for us. He did it. He already did all the work. So we don't have to feel guilty. We don't have to hold on to that. Even when we lose it, I don't have to come to this table feeling like, okay, I've said enough prayers. I've said enough I'm sorries. I can just come to the table and know that the work has been done. So with that, will we share this meal together?